Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf nun hey, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf nun dalet amid beis tanu rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for achenu bnei Yisrael hanesunu matzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shalema for chava malka bas Miriam Freida, and today's daf is being learned le'ilui nishmas rifka bas yibadol chaim toivin rabbi Gavriel Tzvi, zisel breina bas abba Elio, and Yaakov Zev ben Yehuda Meir. So we're moving along in Perek Arba Misais Bezdin, discussing the Elu Hein Haniskalin, specifically the previous Mishnah that talked about someone that's Ba'ala Zachar, in other words, Mishkav Zachar, and someone that's Ba'ana Behema. Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Zachar Loi Asu Bai Katoin Kigadol. As it relates to the Nirva, by Mishkav Zachar, so Chachamim did not treat a katan in the same way that they treated a gadol. In other words, there's a concept of katnus and gadlus. Behema asu baktana gadol. However, as it relates to Mishkav Behema, from the standpoint of the behema, it makes no difference whether the behema is a katan or a gadol. Says the Gemara. So by Mishkav Zachar, like also by katan kagadol, there's a concept of a katan versus a gadol, again, not from the standpoint of the shoychev, that's obvious, but from the standpoint of the nishkav, says the Gemara, my loy also by katan kagadol. What does that even mean? Amar Rav said, loy also bias pachos mi ben teisha shonim ke ben teisha shonim. It does not mean that the only time a person would violate mishkav zachar is if the nishkav was a gadol, as in his bar mitzvah. But what it means is that he has to be of an age where he's a bar bia. What's the shear of bia as it relates to a zachar? It's always 9 years old. It's for that reason, when it comes to mishkav zachar, if the nishkav, the nirva, is 9 years old, then the gadol that was ba mishkav zachar is from the Elohein HaNiskalin. If he's younger than 9 years old, veer not. Now, what's pshat in the age 9? And really, if you think about it, it's tzarechiyun, because the idea of a ben tesha shonim v'yoy mechad, although it's a sheer bia by a zachar, but that's if the zachar is doing the maisa bia. That it's if he's the shoychev, that it's if he's the roiveya. But if he's the nishkav or if he's the nirva, then what does 9 years old have to do with anything? So Rashi bavarns the question, and Rashi says that Rav was going aliba de Rabbi Akiva, who was featured prominently in the latter part of the previous daf, who said that the azara for the shoychev and the nishkav, when it comes to mishkav zachar, I learned that from the same pasuk. It says ve'ezachar lois sishkav, and Rabbi Akiva said kari be lois sishachiv. So being that the azara for the nishkav by mishkav zachar is the same word, not just the same pasuk. It's the same word as the shoychev. And when it comes to the shoychev, what's the shir bia? Ben tes shonim v'yoy mechad. So when it comes to the nishkav, you're going to end up with the same shir. Either way, Rav said that what does the braisa mean when it says zachar lo yasu by katan kagadol? What it means is that just like the shoychev would have to be a ben tes in order for the bia to be a bia, so too the nishkav has to be 9 years old as well. The Shmuel HaMashmul said lo yasu bias pachos mi ben shalosh shanim ki ben shalosh shanim. No, the sheer katness of gadlus is not less than 9 or older than 9, but it's less than 3 or older than 3. Says the Gemara, but my komifliki, what is the machlokes Rav? So the Rav holds called the Isa b'shoychev, Isa b'nishkav. Whatever the shear is for the shoychev is for the nishkav. The less of a shoychev, less of a nishkav. I mean that the shoychev, the shear is 9 years old, like we just mentioned earlier, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. So as it relates to the nishkav, it's going to be the same thing. B'shmul sava, shmul holds mishkevei isha. Ksev, it says in the parasha mishkav zachar, b'zachar lo yisishkav mishkevei isha, right? We talked about that in the previous staff, and being that it says the word mishkevei isha by mishkev zachar, so we say that just like an isha would have to be a bas gimel shana v'yemechad, so too when it comes to mishkev zachar, the nishkav would have to be shalosh shana v'yemechad. So again, we start with a braisa. Zachar loy asu by katan kegadol. Most days when you see these words, katan and gadol, in the context of a zachar, so it means 13 or less than 13, or shtei sairas, or didn't bring shtei sairas. Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, that this braisa that talks about katan and gadol does not mean what katan gadol would intuitively mean. It doesn't mean bar mitzvah versus not bar mitzvah. It's definitely a lesser shear. What is that shear? Then already it's not Rav and Shmuel Dami Travayu. For that we have a machloikis. According to Rav, it's 9 or less than 9. According to Shmuel, it's 3 or less than 3. Zok the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei the Rav. So it's a machoik is Rav and Shmuel. How to understand the Braisa? And the Gemara says we have a Mefurish Braisa that says what Rav said. What's the Braisa? Zachar ben Tesha Shonim V'yoyim Echad, period. I in the last Rashi, but the way Rashi explains the Braisa, and it's Muchach in the Gemara, that is what the Gemara understood the Braisa meant, is that we're talking about Mishkav Zachar, we're talking about the Nishkav, and what the Braisa is saying is that if he's 9 years old, at that point, it's going to be considered a beer, which was Shitas Rav, Deloike Shitas Shmuel. So usually when you see a Tanya Kavase, right, just a little Kloli Ashas, so you have a Machoikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav said one halacha, Shmuel said another halacha, and now we say Tanya Kavase. So you're going to find the Braisa that's going to support something Rav and Shmuel said. Here Rav and Shmuel are arguing how to understand the Braisa. But the point is, it's a Tanya Kavase, it's a Braisa that's more mefurish than the Braisa Rav and Shmuel were arguing about. Rav and Shmuel's Braisa was ambiguous, it was open for interpretation, hence the Machloikis. But that Braisa is not open for interpretation, it's mefurish. Zohar ben Teisha Shonim V'yoy Mechad. Either way, the Braisa continues and says, Habala Behema, if a Zohar is born a Behema, Mishka Behema, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, it doesn't matter if the Bia was a Bia Kedarka with the Behema, or the Bia was a Bia Shaloi Kedarka with the Behema, Veho Isha Hameviyas a Behema Olea, or an Isha who was Nirva with a Behema, so she brought the Behema on her, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, whether the Behema was born the Isha Kedarka or Shaloi Kedarka, in either instance, Chayev, the Halacha is Chayev. So this is really the Seifa of the Braisa that the Gemara just brought. And the Seifa of the Braisa says that as it relates to Mishkav Behema, it doesn't matter if it's Kedarka or Shaloi Kedarka, either way you're going to be Chayev. And it's true, Sai for the Zohar that's born a Behema, and it's true, Sai for the Behema that's born in a Keva, either way Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka is one and the same. Right? So the Braisa had a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha is talking about Mishkav Zohar, the Seifa is talking about Mishkav Behema. We brought the Braisa for the Reisha, Tanya Kavase the Rav, the Mishkav Zohar part, but we bring the entire Braisa, and now the Gemara is going to elaborate a little bit on the Sefer the Braisa. Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda said the following halacha. He said, Be'isha, when it comes to an Isha, with regards to Mishka Behema, Shnei Mishkavos. So the halacha is that it doesn't matter if the Behema is born the Isha Kedarka, or if the Behema is born the Isha Shalai Kedarka, Shnei Mishkavos, either way, it's going to be a Aser. Ubehema, when it comes to a Behema, meaning when it comes to a Zachar being born a Behema, so Mishka Vechad, then it would have to be Kedarka, then it would not be able to be Shaloi Kedarka. So Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda was opining on the sugya of Mishka Behema, specifically as it relates to Kedarka, Shaloi Kedarka, and he said that when it comes to the Behema on the Isha, Afilu Shaloi Kedarka, but when it comes to the Zachar on the Behema, then it would have to be Kedarka, which by the way is the Loika, the Braisa that we just brought, which said clearly it doesn't matter Zachar Nikevo, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, the Gemara is going to get to that in 1 second, but before Maskevah, Rav Papa asked the Kashan, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. He said, "Adirab, if you would ask me in Svara logically, I would say it's just the opposite. Isha de Urchehi, an Isha where it's Urche, where the Bia is Urche. So it makes sense that a Mishkav Mechayev, a Midamachrin Alei Mechayev, that there's a concept of Kedarka. Meaning, by an Isha, there's a Musik of Kedarka. So I could hear you want to tell me there's a Chilik between Kedarka and Shalai Kedarka. By an Isha, I hear it. Of a Behema de Lav Urchehi, but when it comes to a Behema, there's no Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka. And if that's the case, it makes more sense. L'chayev Allah, kol nekev v'nekev. Any nekev, Kedarka, Shaloi Kedarka, what's the difference? In any situation, you should be chayev. So Rav Papa asked Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, he says, I hold the chilek is just the opposite. What? That Isha, it's more mistaber, it should have to be Kedarka, as opposed to Zohar on the Behema, it's more mistaber, that what's the difference between Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka, and therefore, L'chayv al kol nekev v'nekev, should be chayv even Shaloi Kedarka. So again, Nachman bar Rav Chisda said, by Isha, afilu Shaloi Kedarka, by Zohar, it has to be Kedarka. Said Rav Papa, maskev la Rav Papa, it's far, it should be just the opposite. Zok de Gemara, Tanya, and we'll see in 1 second, there's a big question what the right gear says. Tanya, Zok de Gemara, Zohar, ben teisha shana v'yay mechadab. That's the ratio of the previous price that we brought, right? What does it mean? Zachar ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad. It means that as it relates to Nishkav Zachar, the Nishkav, 9 years old, right? That was the kind of Kavaseh Derav. And Abba, Behema ben Kedarka, ben Shloi Kedarka, is going to be chayev. So again, this is a little tricky. We started with a braisa. We needed the reish of the braisa because that was tiny kavasi derav. But once we brought the reish of the braisa, obviously we brought the whole braisa. The sefer the braisa mentioned halacha about kedarka and shaloi kedarka with regards to mishkav behema, and the braisa was very, very clear that it doesn't matter if a zachar is born a behema or if the behema is born in a keva. Either way, ben kedarka ben shaloi kedarka. Then we brought a machlekes amayuron, where both amayuron seem to say not like the braisa, with regards to when Shaloi Kedarka is Nisraba. And then the Gemara concludes Tanya by revisiting the Braisa that we started with. Now, what does the Gemara want with this Tanya? It's not clear. Now, if you look in your Gemara, there's the words Deloi Ketravayu in parentheses. Now, if you have the words in the Gemara, Tanya Deloi Ketravayu, that'd be very good. Because what the Gemara means when it brings the Braisa is that the two Shitas Amayroim, both of which were Mechalik between Zohar and Nekeva with regards to Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka, are Nister from the Braisa, right? This Braisa said that it doesn't matter Zohar, it doesn't matter in the Keva, it's always going to be Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka. And both Amiram, Sai Rav Nachum Rav Chisna and Sai Rav Papa said not that way. Now, they saw it differently. Rav Nachum Rav Chisna said, Be'isha, Afila Shaloi Kedarka, by a Zohar and a Behema, Dafka Kedarka. Papa Taina, that if anything, by Isha, there's a musik of Kedarka. Zachar by Behemoth, there's also Metzias of Kedarka, Shaloi Kedarka. That's more Mestapet, Mimar, Shaloi Kedarka. But either way, it's Tanya Deloi Ketravayu. The problem is that if you look at the Achreinim say that the old Shasin didn't have this Gersa Deloi Ketravayu. Meaning, the way we're explaining the Gemara, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, it is a Tanya Deloi Ketravayu. But really, it wasn't supposed to say Tanya Deloi Ketravayu. And if that's the case, a little bit funny, the Gemara just concludes with a Tanya. Tanya what? What do you want to do with this Tanya? Good, Rashi says it's the Deloi Ketravayu, but just in the flow of the Gemara, it's a little hard to give over because it's a little saucer, right? It's not usually the way the Gemara presents itself. But I'll tell you something interesting. I saw in the Margolis Sayam, he brings that he found in a Sinai journal that somebody had done work and he had found some old Ksav Yad with regards to different Gemaras, and he had a different Gersa. The Gemara said, Tanya Kavose Dirapapa. Tanya Kavasa Dirapapa. That was the Girsa in the Gemara. Now, Tanya Kavasa Dirapapa, the Braisa says what? That Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, Saya Bala Behema, Saya Isha Mavia, Sabahem Allah. What did Rapapa say? Maska for Rapapa, Adirapa, Isha do Urchehi, Mishka Machaev, and Bidamachin Ale Machaev. Or the Behema do Lab Urchehi, Lachaev Allah Kol Nakav and Ekav. It's not Tanya Kavasa Dirapapa, it's Tanya Deloi Ketravayu. Good, so you don't want to have the Girsa Deloi Ketravayu. That's a funny Girsa, you don't find that. But where's the Tanya Kavase? The Teres says, you look at the Tav Tosfos. The Tav Tosfos says that even though Rav Papa asked on the Gemara, Rav Papa didn't mean what he said. What Rav Papa was telling Rav Nachman Rav Chisda was that if you're going to go down this road and you're going to spout and you're going to be mechalik between the Bala Behema and the Isha Mevias Behema Olel, so then it's more mistaber to say it fakert from what you're saying. But as it relates to Rav Papa, no way. Rav Papa didn't hold of that shita. What did Rav Papa hold? He held what the Braisa said, that there's no chilik. It's always going to be Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. It's obvious that that's what that Gersa was. So it could be that it's a Tanya Deloi Ketravayu. It could be this is a Tanya Kavasi de Rav Papa. What's it telling me? It's telling me what shita's Rav Papa is. When it's Maska for Rav Papa, does Rav Papa mean what he's saying? Well, if that's the case, it's Tanya Deloi Ketravayu. If, however, Rav Papa doesn't mean what he's saying, he's just saying that if you're going to be Mechalik, it's more Mestabit to be Mechalik the other way. But if you would ask me, Rav Papa, saying, I want to be Mechalik. Oh, if I care, then it's Tanya Kavase. And that is the signal. Which, by the way, the whole Gemara is a little geschmacker because the ratio of the Braisa was a Tanya Kavase the Rav, and the safe of the Braisa was a Tanya Kavase the Rav Papa. As if to say, this Braisa is a very revealing Braisa, right? Just to do a little scholly ashas. You had a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, and a machloikis, Rav Nachum Bar Chisda and Rav Papa, the reish is a Tanya Kavase, the Rav, the seif is a Tanya Kavase, to Rav Papa, two completely different in Yonim, but you see they're somewhat related to each other. The Braisa puts them together. Either way, Zok the Gemara. Amalei Ravina L'Ravo. Ravina asked Rav, Hama'arib B'Zachar Mahu. So, we know that halacha is that when it comes to bia, the definition of bia is always tchilas bia, right? That's a sugi in the beginning of Perek Abba Yevimtoi. It's also a sugi in the first Perek of Masechtas Kedushin as it relates to Isha Niknes Bebia. But Stiris Asugis, Raid, not for now. But the point is that Hara is always the definition of beer, right? Hara is Tchilas beer, and that is the halachic definition when it comes to beer. Shtelzich, Dishailo, Amalei Ravina Lurava, Hama'arib Zachar Mahu. If somebody would do only Hara by Mishkav Zachar, so he wasn't going with the beer, would he be Chayiv or would he not be Chayiv? So the Gemara says, Hama'arib Zachar Mishkave Ishok Sidbe. What's the question even? Right, the pasuk says, "Ve'ezachar loisishkav mishkave isha." So we're equating mishkav zachar to mishkave isha, and if when it comes to mishkave isha, hara is considered a beer, then for sure when it comes to mishkav zachar, it's going to be the same thing. Elos, the Gemara says, no. Ravina's question was something else. Hamara bebehema mal. What about by a behema? By a behema, it doesn't say mishkave isha, so it could be that's a whole different sugya, right? Maybe Mishka Behema is not even Gili Arayas, right? What is it? It's Aser, obviously, it's Me Inyan Le Inyan, but Oysa Inyan, but no one says it even has a Shem Gili Arayas. So the question is, what would be Mishka Zoch Behema? Would there be a Din Hara? Not Amalais, and he told him as follows, that there's a yitur, there's an extra mention of Hara in the Torah. It's mentioned by one of the Arayas, and it's mentioned by the Erva of Achos Aviv and Achos Imei, a person's father's sister and a person's mother's sister. And the reason it's not needed is the Ha'iskish L'Hara Denida, because we know Achos Aviv and Achos Imei has a Din Hara because it's compared, it's Iskish to Nida. So if it's not needed for that, Tneu Inyan L'Hara De Behema, so it's Miutar, and we're going to use it for Hara De Behema. So what does this mean? So Rashi says as follows, the Ikka Makar that Arayos is Hara, meaning that that's the definition of Bia, is learned that from the Parsha of Nida. It says, Es Mekoira Hara, and we learn from there that Hara is considered Bia when it comes to a Nida. What about other Arayas? So for that we have the famous Akesha de Rav Yoina, and we're Makish, all the Arayas Lahadadi, and if by Nida Hara is considered Bia, then when it comes to Shara Arayas, the same is going to be true. If that's the case, Shtelzich the Shaila, the Torah mentioned specifically by the Erev of Achis, Aviv and Achis, in my quote, Ki es She'eroi Ha'era. Why did the Torah have to mention Ha'era again? Why do you need Hara mentioned specifically by those two Arayas? If I know it's true by all Arayas, via the Keshet Rav Yoina, which is learned out from the parish of Nida, so it should be true there as well. So the Gemara says, Rava told Ravina, oh, you know what I think the answer is? Im einoy inyan le arayos, tnei inyan le mishka behema. Oh, so that's the answer to your question. So again, by all arayos, that's easy. That's Abay Yevimtoi 101, right? It's learned out from the cage of the Rabbi Yonah from the parish of Nida. Mishka v'zacha, the Torah says, mishka v'isha. What about mishka behema? There's an extra mention of Hara in the parish of Arayos by Achis Aviv and Achis Imoy, which is not needed, the Loit Tzricha, the Gemara says. And if that's the case, in Enoy Inyan Lahara, the Arayos Tneyo Inyan Lahara de Behema. But the Gemara asks a question as follows. So the Torah basically, and this is really like a question you could always ask, right? Anytime you learn a Drasha Gemara, this question can itch a little bit. So the Torah basically wrote the words Hara by Achis Aviv and Achis Imoy to teach me a halacha of Mishkav Behema, right? So if the Torah wants to tell me that there's a din Hara by Mishkav Behema, tell it to me by Mishkav Behema. Why are you telling it to me by Achis Aviv and Achis Imoy? The Gemara almost asks this question, right? The Gemara asks a similar question. The Gemara says, Mechdi Behema, Mechayve Mises Bezdeni. Right? Behema is Chayve Mises Bezden. If that's in the Mishnah of Elohim on a skull. If that's the case, Lomali de Chsiv, Laharodi, Dog, Gabi, Chaibi, Krisis, Lichtebe, Gabi, Chaibi, Mises, Bezdin, Viligmar, Chaibi, Mises, Bezdin, Chaibi, Mises, Bezdin. So again, the Gemara, we just said, almost asked this question. The Gemara asked the next best question, and that is, okay, you don't want to tell to me in the parish of Mishka Behema, I don't know, okay, it's above my pay grade, but even if you're going to tell it to me in the parish of Arayas, at least tell it to me by an erva that's similar, right? So we know that not all Arayas were created equally, specifically as it relates to the Einshin Shavai. More specifically, some Arayas is Chayvi Mises Bezin, other Arayas are only Chayvi Krisis, Kiyodua. So if that's the case, Freit the Gemara, if you're going to teach me in one of the Arayas, Halacha related to Mishka Behema, wouldn't it make more sense that that Erva should be one of the Chayvi Mises Bezin Diga Arayas, which is more similar to Mishka Behema, as opposed to one of the Chayvi Krisis Diga Arayas? So the Gemara says, I hear, right? Aba Hoyo Vakulei Kral the Drasha Huda Asi, Ksiva Nami Milsa the Drasha. So this is not our sugi now. But this whole parsha of Achis Aviv and Achis Imoy is really an extra parasha, because the Torah mentions Achis Aviv and Achis Imoy twice in the Torah. It mentions it in Achri Mois and it mentions it in Kedoshim. And really, it's not necessary to mention it twice. If that's the case, one of them extra. Now, you're going to ask, by the way, what do you mean? The Torah doesn't have to repeat the Arayas and Achri Mois Kedoshim, and that makes one of the Psukim Miutar. What about yesterday's daf? Right? Torah always does that. But the truth is, here it's really shver because both psukim are azarois, and there's nothing. It seems that the second parasha is being moisef over the first. Right. So, for example, in yesterday's avoida, so we saw eshazav and imoy lachamisa. Right. All the different pratim. So there's a lot that one parasha complements the other parasha with. But over here, this whole parasha was literally given like divrei ayamim is nitma ela ledrasha. We always talk about this. This whole pasuk is ledrasha. So once we have a pasuk that's dedicated to drashas, so we already piled in some additional drashas. So you're right, this is not the perfect place to teach me a halacha regarding Mishkan. Even if you're going to go to an erva, it's not the perfect erva. But at the end of the day, this whole pasuk is here with drasha, and that's why this was mentioned over here. Another gemara. What would be if somebody is ma'arav ba'atzmoy? So this is a person that's ba'al atzmoy. And the question is he over Mishkav Zachar or is he not over Mishkav Zachar? Now, really, this is behemshach to the previous Gemara, where the Gemara said Hara is all you need for Mishkav Zachar. So if all you need is Hara, so what if somebody would be Ma'arav Ba'atzmah? So Rav Achdavoy Barami asked this question to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes heard it, he was very disappointed. He told him, Ki Baston. Rashi says, Tziartani, you're being Mitzayer me, Sheshaltani Dovashi Yevshe. Right, throughout Shas, Boyim name Rav Sheshes. Everyone's always asking Rav Sheshes questions. And by the way, what does Rav Sheshes always do when he's asked the question? I'm a late Nisua, right? He always says it's a Mishnah, it's a Braisa, this is Rav Sheshes, where it's Mavur and Erev and Samach Zayin, and Aleph was a Sinai, right? In the world of Sinai, we know Rav Sheshes is a Sinai. So he was always being asked questions, right? He had the great Bikias amongst the Amirav, like Rav Yosef and others, and that's why they were always asking him questions. But he said, this one, you're just being Mitzayim me, because there's obviously no Braisa or Mishnah that's going to talk about something that's not possible. But the Gemara says, Rav Ashi heard this question, Amar Rav Ashi said, Mighty Bayiloch. He says, I think the question is a fair question, but at the same time, it's not lamaisa shver shaila to answer. Why? He said, big koishi, in the event that there's a kishui eiver like mishkachasla, then it would be physically impossible. Ki mishkachasla b'misham ishmeis, if the person's eiver is not bekoishi, right? So he said, lamadam misham ishmeis ba'arayis pata, according to mandam, that holds that if someone's mishamish with an eiver meis ba'arayis, he's pata hacha pata, you're going to be pata. Mandam mechayiv, and according to mandam, that holds chayiv, Hacha over here, Mechayev Tarti. He said, Yataka gonna be Chayev too. Mechayev Ashoychev, Umechayev Anishkov. You're gonna be Chayev too. You're gonna be Chayev for the Shoychev, you're gonna be Mechayev for the Nishkov, but at the end of the day, Yataka going to be Chayev. So Rav Shesha said, it's just a ridiculous question. Rav Ashi said there's merit to it, but the only way it would be possible is if someone's Meshamish Mace, meaning with an Aver Mace. So it's really totally in that Shaila of someone's Meshamish Barais, but Aver Mace is a Chayev a Potter. And he says, you want to know what the halach is, you'll be Chayev, and you're going to be Chayev twice. You're going to be Chayev Sai as the Shoychev, and Sai as the Nishkov. Now, is that one lavin or two lavins? So that's really telling the Machalikis Rabbi Yekiv and Rabbi Shmuel in the previous stuff. But the bottom line is, Rav Ashi said, you're going to be Chayev. You find a similar Gemara, Masechtas Makis, where the Gemara says that if somebody is Makiv, the Peis HaRosh, he's over the Isser, Loisakifu Pas Roishchem, and if somebody is a Nikif, right, somebody sits down in the barber chair and somebody else takes off his payas, you're also over the Isser of Loisakifu Pas Roishchem. What if somebody is Makiv his own payas? So it's a Mefurash Gemara, and the end of Makis, the Gemara says, Yechayiv Shtayim, Yechayiv Mishum Makiv and Yechayiv Mishum Nikif. So this is a similar idea, where one person can be Chayiv Mishum Shoychev, and it can be Chayiv Mishum Nishkev. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaita, Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. And really, this next Gemara is going to take us all the way till the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Hey on the days. And as we're going to see in the course of this next Gemara that we're going to learn, we're going to encounter an absolute classic Gemara, a Gemara that requires an asterisk next to it, as it really infringes upon many important sugyas hashas. It's a Daf that Baruch Hashem, over the years, we've referenced in the Raid Bites many, many times, but this is the Gemara, and it's actually kedai to go through this Gemara with a Shleimus, Mitchila Vatzayif, because you know, usually when we refer to it, we're just picking up an excerpt here and an excerpt there. But there's a certain Shleimus that comes about when we actually go through it, Mitchila Vatzayif, says the Gemara. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Sheshes a question, and really, if you're holding cheshbon, another question, right? An oivik echavim that's born a behema, what's the halacha as it relates to the behema? Do we kill the behema or do we not kill the behema? Now, as it relates to the oivik echavim himself, who's over an avera, so that's the sugi of Shevin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which, by the way, not to give it away, is starting in tomorrow's daf. If you take a look at the two lines from the bottom of the next daf, Nun Vav Amad Aleph, Tanu Rabbanon, Shevin Mitzvahs Nitzavu B'nei Noach, and that's going to be malavos for the next week of daf in some of the most geschmack of famous gemaras and shas. But for now, we're going to focus not so much on the Oivik HaChavim, we're going to focus more on the Behemah. And the question is, an Oivik HaChavim that's born a Behemah, do we stone the Behemah? Does the Behemah get skila or not? So what's the background? The background is the Mishnah, Anun Dalet Amar Aleph. The Mishnah said that if someone's born a Behemah, he's chayiv skila, but not just the person, the Behemah also. And the Mishnah asked, Im Odom Chato Behemah Machato. So what did the Mishnah say? It's good to see the Mishnah again inside. Lefisha Bolo Odom Takol Al Yodah, being that a person got a takala. Someone stumbled via this behemah. Therefore, we stoned the behemah. Meaning, being that this behemah was over lifnei ivel leisitei michshol, right? It served as a takala. It was a stumbling block for a person. Therefore, we get rid of the behemah. Dovaracha, another reason. Shloitehei behemah iveres b'shuk. We don't want this behemah to be walking in the street. V'yoimru, and then people are going to say, zuhi, right? Zu always means they're going to point. They're literally going to point, zuhi, shenisko pleini al yada. This is the behemah that caused pleini to die. And the reason is because it's going to be embarrassing, what the Gemara is going to call klein. There's going to be some form of klein, some busha, that's going to come about to the person's not alive anymore, but his family, and it's for that reason we stoned the behemoth. So two reasons why we killed the behemoth. Number one, lefisha ba lo adam takol al yada. Number two, shleite behema iveris b'shuk v'yoy mezuish enisko ploini al yada. Okay, so this is as it relates, obviously, to a Yisrael that's born on a behema. But what was the question that was asked to Rav Sheshes? Oive kei chovim abal a behema mao. What's the chakira? Takol avik kloin be'inon. Is the reason we killed a behema for the two reasons mentioned in the Mishnah, meaning you need both, you have to check with both boxes. Number one, takala came ayada. Number two, klein, there's going to be bezionis. The hacha, when it comes to an oivik hechavin that's born a behema, takala ikka, there is takala, a beklein leka. There's no bezion. Why is there no bezion? So Rashi says, one of two options. Either because it's darkon bekach, for the oivik hechavin, and the emes baishin. And for that reason, a posh is physically not embarrassed. For oid, alternatively, Rashi says, maybe what it means is, not that they're not embarrassed, but we don't care so much about their coin. But regardless, for sure the svara of takala applies by Novik Echavim, because he just violated one of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, but there's no svara of coin. Oid Dilma, or maybe takala, for Bichain Kloin, maybe the two reasons in the Mishnah are mutually exclusive. So if you have takala, even if you don't have coin, maybe that in itself would be enough. So again, what was the shahs that was asked Rav Sheshes when the Mishnah gave two reasons? Do you need both, or is one enough? What's the nafkamina? A noivik hechavim. By a noivik hechavim, you have one. You have the first reason of the Mishnah, takala, but you don't have the second reason of the Mishnah. You don't have the reason of klai. So if you need both reasons, so then a noivik hechavim that's part of behema, even though he's noivik hechavim, it's b'neinayich, we're not going to stone the behema. If, however, it's other, so you hear, you have one of the others. And if that's the case, so you will go ahead and kill the behema. So I'm Rav Sheshet. What did Rav Sheshet say? It's what he always says. Tini suo. He says, it's a mefurish of brice. Rav Sheshet pulls a brice out of his pocket that no one ever heard of. So what's this braisa? It's an interesting braisa. The braisa is like this. Ma ilonois, madach a tree. Now, this tree is not just any tree. It's an asherah boim, right? So madach an asherah boim. That's a tree that was worshipped as avodah zarah. She'ein oichlin, ve'ein shoysin, ve'ein merichin. A tree can't eat, a tree can't drink, a tree can't smell, right? It obviously doesn't have the capacity to do these things. Yet, Omra Torah, the Torah said, Hashchei Sreif Akale. And this is specifically when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, get rid of all the Asheris. Hashchei, destroy them, Sreif, burn them, Kale, you know, wipe them out to smithereens, right? Consume them. And the reason is, says the Braisa, it's because they were machshel the Ivdei Avodah Zarah. These Avdei Avodah Zarah, Avdei Kechavim, but it was Machshel the Avdei Avodah Zarah, and it's for that reason we have to get rid of these trees. Says the Braisa, if that's true for a tree, that's not a person. It's not Oichel, it's not Choice, it's not Merich, it's not even an animal. So Amasas Chaveiro Midarkei Chaim LaDarkei Misa. If a person would cause somebody Takol Alachas Kama V'Kama, that a person like this needs to get wiped out. So the Braisa is giving like a little Musar. He goes, if you're going to be Machshel somebody, you should know how terrible it is. The Torah said, get rid of the Asheros. Why? Because of the fact that there was Takolo that came Al Yodon. So certainly when it comes to this, this should be the same thing. Now, really, you could stop here. Because Rav Sheshes' Raya is from this Braisa. What's the Tinisua? What do you see over here? You see that the Oivdei Kechavim, that were Oivdei Asheros, were considered to have stumbled, and as a result, we said get rid of the tree. What do you mean get rid of the tree? Get rid of the tree because it caused Takolo. Now, there's no coin over there, right? There's no coin because we said that we don't really care about this. So it's obvious then that takala alone is enough of a reason for us to say, get rid of the thing that caused the takala. So if we're going to get rid of the tree because it was gerim takala, so hu adin, we can get rid of the animal if it was gerim takala, even though there's no clients, Rav Sheshet said, even though it's not an exact comp, but it's close enough, right? If you understand the concept underlying why we get rid of the Asherah tree, it's actually a tzush delta this. But the Gemara asks the Kasha. It says the Gemara, Elo meyato ibazoi, oivikechavim hamishtachav elo behemtoi titzor umiktolo. A guy that bows down to a behemoth, the halacha should be that the behemoth should be also bahana, and not just that, we should kill the behemoth, right? Why? Because why should be different than the Asherah? So if that Shera we get rid of, so why do we get rid of that? And again, the point is because it was batakala yad. Meaning you're saying like this, an Asherah tree that we knew you had to get rid of, and Rav Sheshet's hotach ha-braisa, that the braisa says it's hoyolu bala adam takala yad. And Rav Sheshet's already shtelling a tzu. He's saying, oh, I think a good tzu shtel is that if an ovik echavim is born a behema, so I think we'd get rid of the behema as well. Now, even though in these cases this takala does no claim, but that's enough of a reason, l'chayra, to get rid of the behemoth. Well, if that's the case, so if a chavim that bows down to behemoth, we should say the same thing. So it should be aser bahana, which it's not, and miktol, you should kill it, which we don't. But the Gemara says it can't be, because miyak immediately yisrael le'yasa le'vik a chavim aser, because if a yid bows down to avodah zarah, to a behemoth, that is, the behemoth doesn't become aser bahana, and we don't kill the behemoth. Now, it sounds surprising, right? Has it not become aser bahana? So Rashi says it's exeris hakasa, because the Torah says that you're not allowed to take a behemoth that was worshipped and bring it as a carbon. And from the fact that the Torah says you can't bring it as a carbon, that's a raya that really it's muta bahana, you don't have to kill it. But the Gemara says, you want to know why we're not going to get rid of this behemoth, it's because by Yisrael we wouldn't, and if by Yisrael we don't, then by Yisrael we can't do it. But the Gemara says, Yisrael gufe litzer, by Yisrael gufa, maybe we should. Wait, what's takip shah? Now, you have to understand, we just said that it's really learned out from a pasuk. So if it's learned out from a pasuk, so that's the reason not. It's ayin Rashi. But the bottom line is, freit the Gemara Yisrael gufei litzer. So the Gemara says, right, midah dehavra revia, and just like by revia, right, if Yisrael is born a behemoth, so we killed a behemoth. So when it comes to the Ovid, the Avodah Zarah, it should be the same thing. Amar Abaya, so Abaya said, no, the reason it's Chalukus is because Zeh Kloinei Meruba, Vezeh Kloinei Mu'et. Now, this Gemara is very, very tricky. It's already evident, I think, from the first three lines that we just learned. And if you look at Rashi, as it relates to what Abaya is saying, Rashi has two Pshatim. He has a Pirish Rishon and a Pirish Sheni. Tois doesn't like any one of Rashi's Pshatim. The long Tois Vesir Nun Aleph, Nun Hem and Aleph, is a third Pshat. But we'll go with the way Rashi explains in his first Pshat. And that is, Amar Abaya, Zeh Kloinei Meruba, Vezeh Kloinei Mu'et. Abaya is chaylik with Rav Sheshet. It's a little tricky. Abaya holds that really the only reason we kill the behemoth is because you have both. You have side the takala and side you have the cloin. So you have to have the cloin. And he held that as it relates to the behemoth of Mishkov behemoth, that creates a big cloin. Right, people are going to say, you see that behemoth, that causes this person to get skilo. That's major bizyoinus. And because it's major bizyoinus, so there you're going to kill the behemoth. But when it comes to having the zara, it's not such a major cloin. And because it's not such a major cloin, so it's for that reason we're not going to kill. So again, the question essentially was that if you're telling me that we kill the behemoth when it comes to Mishka behemoth, so why don't you kill the behemoth when it comes to having the zara? Zokdabai, is that cloin in Meruba? Is that cloin in Mu'ud? Clearly arguing with Rav Sheshet, holding you need the svar of takala and you need the svar of cloin, and over here the cloin is smooth, and that's for that reason you're going to do it. Freit the Gemara of Arei Ilanois, one second, what are you going to do about the Asherah? The ain cloin of Merub of Amr Teira Hashke Sreif Kale, right? And the Brais is said Mefurish, it's Hoyo Uba Takala Al Yodam. So you see clearly that what? You see that you don't need, I mean, number one, you see you don't even need cloin. But even if you're going to tell me that, you know, maybe there is cloin, but for sure it's not cloin or meruba the way Abaya said. So at the end of the day, how does it stem with what Abaya just said? So the Gemara said, "Bebalichaim karmin and the chas rachman alayo." Abaya said a pasht tzach. Abaya said the standard of getting rid of a tree and the standard of killing a balchai is not the same thing. So you're right. The tree we're going to get rid of, no problem. We're going to get rid of it if there's no cloin or if the cloin is a davar mu'ud. But when it comes to a balchai, they're ready. The only time we're going to get rid of it is if there's kloinei meruba, that's something you have by Mishka Behemo, and that is not something that you have as it relates to, that is not something that you have as it relates to a person that bowed down to a behemo. So again, just to do a little bit of a recap on what we just said. Again, the question that was asked to Rav Sheshet was the tricky Gemara. Learn Rashi and Tosfos, or take my word for it. But it's a tricky gemara. The bottom line is, Rav Sheshet was asked the question, and the Mishnah is mavur that the reason we killed the behemah by mishkav behemah is because of takala one klein two. The question is, do you need both, or is one going to be enough? So what's the nafkamina? An oiv kechavim. That's the nafkamina. Oiv kechavim. That's fine. A behemah. You have the takala because the behemah caused oiv kechavim to violate one of the shev mitzvot bnei naich, but you don't have klein because the oiv kechavim is not embarrassed. Rashi's first pshat. What did Rav Sheshet say? You see that in the Braisa says that the reason the Yidden had to get rid of all the Asheris when they entered Eretz Yisrael was because so it's mefurish that if all you have is takala, that'd be enough to have to get rid of the thing that caused the takala. There's no klein over there. All there is takala, and you get rid of the tree. Us, if you get rid of the tree, if all there is takala, you're going to kill the behemah. If all there is behemah. Then the Gemara asked another kasha. Gemara asked the kasha, and really this kasha, if you think about it, it started as a kasha on Rav Sheshet, but it's not really a kasha on Rav Sheshet. Gemara asked the kasha, according to Rav Sheshet, takala is enough. So how come if a guy worships a behemah, we don't kill the behemah? Gemara said, one second. It's because if Yisrael doesn't, we don't kill the behemah. Okay, by Yisrael, we should kill the behemah. Right, by Yisrael, you should kill the behemah. Now, as soon as the Gemara threw in Yisrael, so now the question is not a question on Rav Sheshet anymore. Right now, it just became a high-level question. Meaning, there's a sugi of takala and klein, unzer and mishnah. Good, Rav Sheshet opined how it related to an oiv kechavim. But the bottom line is that when there's takala and klein, for sure, and even if there only is takala, according to Rav Sheshet, we can always kill the behemah. So the question is, if it's true by mishka behemah, it's true by the asherah, so why is it not true if somebody worships a behemah? So Abaye is the first teretz. Abaye said the reason is because when it comes to a behemah, with mishka behemah, there's a lot of klein. When it comes to Abaye, there's only a little bit of klein. For a little bit of klein, you're not going to go ahead and you're going to kill the behemah. Aye, what about the asherah? Asherah is not about chai. It's not about chai. It's a different standard. So we have no problem going ahead and killing it. But that's all true. This is all true if you hold not like Rav Sheshet. If you hold you need takola and klein, so you're going to tell me you don't have so much klein. You have a little bit of klein, but you don't have that much klein. So it's for that reason, when it comes to the behema of Avodah Zarah, we're not going to kill it. The problem is, it's not going to answer Rav Sheshet, right? Because Rav Sheshet holds takol alone is enough. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that when it comes to the person being Oved Avodah Zarah, there's only a little bit of klein. You don't even need klein, right? Oved Kachovim, that's Bana Behema, we kill the Behema. The reason is because takola in and of itself is enough. And his raya was from Asherah. Now, what Abaye do with Asherah? Abaye is not as small from Asherah. He said Asherah has a lower standard because it's not about chai. But the question is, how are you going to be miyashiv alibid Rav Sheshet? And that's really where Rava comes in. So Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz. He said, Amra Torah Behema Nenes Me'avera Teharek. The reason we kill the Behema by Mishka Behema is because the Behema had Anah. And be that the Behema had Anah, that's why we kill the Behema. So it's true, takala alone is enough, so Rashi. But that's only betzir of the fact that the behemah actually had anah. When it comes to being nevad, so the behemah didn't have any anah because it didn't have any anah. So therefore, this halach is not going to be true. Says more vareyu lanois dei nenem aver of amru teira hashchei stroy fikale. Meaning, if you're telling me now that there's a svar of anah, so why are you going to explain ashera? Right, ashera. There's no anah. Still, you get rid of it. The teretz is balchayim kamin and chas rachman alayo. Again, because that's a tree, so it's not a balchay. So the standard. It's a lower standard. Over there, we get rid of it, even though there is no svara of ha'ana. So again, Rav Sheshet was asked the question, takolo kloin, do you need both? What's the nafkamina? A goy that's ba on a behemah. There you have the svara of takolo. You don't have the svara of kloin. If takolo alone is enough, we would kill the behemah. If you need takolo and kloin together, then we wouldn't. Rav Sheshet said to Nisu, I have a raya from the Braisa with regards to the Asherah. Ma ilonish in oichlem ein choyzev ein merichin a behoi lupola adam takola al yod us. You see that takola without kloin is enough for us to get rid of the Asherah. Hu adin, the same thing, argued Rav Sheshet, would be the case as it relates to our sugya. Now, what emerged from the last 7 or 8 lines is that really it's not such a pasha tetzushta, because you could make the argument that Asherah, where it's not about Balchai, so there, even without the svar of kloin, just knock down the tree. What's the big deal? But as it relates to a balchai, you're killing someone. That's already a little bit more serious. So maybe over there it would be different. But either way, the Gemara says, as it relates to the Ikashai Rav Sheshet, Toshma, I bring you a raya from the Mishnah itself. Davarachas. So again, the Mishnah gave 2 reasons. The Mishnah said, number one, the fish of Bala Adam Takala Yada, the fish of Hammer, a cost of the Sakel, the Veracha, Shlete, the Emma, Veras, Peshuk, the Yemazuish, and this complaining Ayad. So says the Gemara, that the Mishnah said a davar acher, right? My love, isn't it mashma that mid the sefer takol of a kloin, reisha takol of a loy kloin? Now this is a little bit tricky because when you read the Mishnah, if you're learning Mishnayos, I'm confident that you're going to learn that the Mishnah is saying two independent svaras. Number one, takola. Number two, kloin. But the Gemara says that no, the sefer is really not one. The sefer is two. Mid the sefer takola vikloin. Now, where do you see in the sefer takola and kloin? So we see it is because the lashon of the sefer was shloitehei behema iveres peshuk v'yomru zuhi shenisko pleini al yada. So you have the kloin, right? That's the ikker part of the sefer. But also you're saying zuhi shenisko pleini al yada. You're mentioning the takola in the kloin. And it's for that reason the Gemara thinks that the davar acher is that you have two reasons. So the davar acher is not it's going to be bezyoinus. The davar acher is there's going to be bezyoinus, and there's also a takolo that's coming up. But here's the point of the Gemara: mid the sefer takolo of a kloin, so reisha, if that's the case, is takolo of a loy kloin, right? Because if the sefer already mentioned takolo and kloin, so what's the reisha? If the sefer only means kloin, so the reisha means takolo, sefer means kloin. But if the sefer means takolo and kloin, so what's the reisha mean? So the reisha must be takolo of a loy kloin. So basically what the Mishnah is saying is that, you know why you killed a behema? Because there could be a takola, davar acher, there could be a takola and a kloin. Now, where's a takola and kloin? Every case. Where's it only takola? Oh, must be by a guy. Ve'chidami, where's the case where it's going to be a takola and not a kloin, which is the time of the ratio? It must be over kachavim abala behema, right? L'chur, that's what's the case? So you have a raya to Rav Sheshes. So here the Gemara is going to do something even trickier. These last 10, 15 lines were mamish tricky. So another tricky knesh, and that is loy. Say for your right, it's that call of a cloy. Granted. Reisha, you want to know what the reisha is? Hakam ashmalon, da filu kloin beloy takola nami mechayev. Maybe the reisha is not a case with this takola and not kloin. What's the example of that? Over kechavim, that's bana behema. Maybe the case of the reisha is with this kloin, but there's no takola. Now, the reisha, the Mishnah was mefurish. What did it say in the Mishnah? The fisha bala adam takola al yada. How could it be kloin and no takola? So Rashi asks the question, and Rashi says like this. It's the fourth line from the top. Umay takola diktani. What does takola mean in the Mishnah? Shabas la adam takola al yada takolas kloin kama. Interesting. That the takola is the kloin. Meaning the fact that somebody was embarrassed, also like this, right? Bezion is a big deal. So, and it's a takola. This caused takola. What was the takola? Not someone did an avera, someone was mevoyish, right? Doesn't necessarily mean don't cause a guy to do an avera, right? Could be just means don't cause a person to fall, don't cause him to be embarrassed, don't cause him to make a bad investment, I don't know. Don't cause him to do something that he's not supposed to do. And by the way, advarim atikin, whether that's really what the pshutei shel mikra means. But the point is that a kloin is eicha takola. So says the Gemara, the diyak amaskim to, meaning the davar acher is takola and kloin, which implies that the first time of the Mishnah is one of the two. You're assuming it's takola and you want to be poishet Rav Sheshes and Shailo. Maybe the one thing that, maybe takola alone, no. So what is the reisha saying? What it would be if you had kloin but you wouldn't have takola? If you only had kloin but you didn't have takola. What's an example of that? What's an example where someone was born a behema, where there's no takola but this kloin? Oh, says the Gemara, very simple. Habala behema b'shoigig. If he's a shoigig, there's no takola because he didn't do anything wrong. He was a shoigig. But he's going to be embarrassed, and it's for that reason. That maybe could be what the Mishnah is referring to. And by the way, the Gemara says, and this Shailo, Yisrael Abala Behema B'Shoig, whether we killed a Behema or not, was something Rav Hamnuna once cleared. Boy, Rav Hamnuna, Yisrael Abala Behema B'Shoig, if Yisrael's Abala Behema B'Shoig, what do we do with the Behema? What's the Shailo? This Shailo, Takala V'Kloin B'Ina V'Hacha, Kloin Ika Takala Laka. Do you need Takala and Kloin here? You only have the Kloin, you don't have the Takala. Or you do a Kloin, Alpha B'Shoig, in Takala, or maybe Kloin even without Takala. This was the Shaila that Rav Hamnuna asked, and maybe the Mishnah is a raya to Rav Hamnuna's Shaila, but not necessarily a raya to the Shaila that was asked of Rav Sheshes. So again, Rav Sheshes was asked one Shaila, Rav Hamnuna himself asked the other Shaila, right? One was asked of Rav Sheshes, the other one was the Amira, Rav Hamnuna himself asking the question. Similar question. Rav Sheshes' Shaila was, what if you have Takala without Kloin? Rav Hamnuna's Shaila was, what if you have Kloin without Takala? From the Mishnah, it would seem that you could be pushing one of the two. Because from the Sefer of the Mishnah, the way the Gemara understands it, not the way we understood it when we learned the Mishnah, but the way the Gemara understands it, the Sefer of the Mishnah is saying, both reasons, which means the reisha then is one of the two reasons, and there must be a case where only one of the two reasons apply, and the chiddush of the first reason mentioned in the Mishnah is to teach me that halacha. What is that? The words of the Mishnah are takala, so it sounds like takala b'loi klein, which would be poshet Rav Sheshet Shaila, but the Gemara says that maybe takala doesn't really mean takala, maybe it means klein, because klein is oich, a stumbling block, right? If somebody gets embarrassed, so he stumbled. So the bottom line is, maybe that's what it's referring to, and if that's the case, it could be poshet Rav Sheshet Shaila and not Rav Hamnuna Shaila. But the bottom line is, we just brought Rav Hamnuna Shaila, so the Gemara now, from here until the Mishnah, is going to digress, discussing Rav Hamnuna Shaila, and these next two Gemaras that we're going to learn. It's almost till the bottom of the Yomid, the famous Sanhedrin on Hayam Abay. This is the Gemara I was referring to earlier that we've spoken about many, many times. Zok the Gemara, classic, Ben Benoishal classic. Tashma, Amr Rav Yosef Tashma, Rav Yosef, I'll put you Rav Hamnuna Shaila. Again, what's Rav Hamnuna Shaila? If a katan, if a person is bought on a behema, b'shoigeg, whether we kill the behemoth or not, what's the argument that we should because kloy nikka? What's the argument that we shouldn't because takala leka? What's the chakira, kloy b'loy takala, or is it kloy dafka with takala? So Rav Yezer, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa, bas shalosh shana v'yem echad. Once bas is 3 years old, so at that point, her bia is a bia, right? This is halacha l'mosh m'sinai, her bia becomes a bia. And the Braisa gives a whole bunch of examples, nafkiminas la'halacha. Number one, miskadeshes b'bia. So isha niknes b'kesesh taru bia. Once she's bas gimel shana v'yay mechad, she's miskadeshes b'bia. V'imbo leo yavam kana, right? When it comes to yibum, yavam yavay ola. The only way that Yavama is nikness, right? Yavama is nikness only with Bia. So the only way it happens is Bibia. So if she's Baskim Lashonim Yoy Mechad and the Yavam is Baalel, so it's going to be a Yibum. V'chayavan Aleh Misham Eishasish. We know a Ketana can get married. Father can be Mekabal Kedushin on her behalf, right? Could be even an Uber, a father can be Mekabal Kedushin on her behalf. Famous Rambam, Reb Chaim and Sefer. But the point is, a Ketana could be married. The question is, let's say she's an Eishasish, right? Because she got married, the father was Mekabal on her behalf, and someone's Baalel, is that person going to be a if she's gimel shana v'yay mechad, her bia is a bia. So the answer is yes. Umetama es boyla letama mishkav tachtav ke'elya. In the event that this bas gimel shana v'yay mechad is a nida, she's a nida, she was pierced a nida, and someone's baalel, he has a din of a boyl nida, ad kidei kach, that he's going to be metama tumas medris, ad kidei kach, mishkav tachtav ke'elya. So what does that mean? That means if a nida or a boyl nida lies on top of a mishkav, so whatever's underneath him is tummy. And even if there's eser mitos, right? Zu al gabi zu, the bottom one, the tachtain is going to be just as tummy as the elyon. This is true for a person that's bought on a basket, shana v'yay mechad, if she was pierced a nida. This is l'koyin. Let's say she got married to a koyin, a chelis petruma. Talach is that she'd be able to eat truma. So this is interesting. Rashi says that we know midday rice at varatay ruzav asesrol echelos betruma, right? But mishum simpon and right for different reasons, Chazal said that arusa should not eat truma unless she already had nesuin. What the Bryce is saying is that the only time a nesua bas yisrael that's married to a kohen is allowed to eat truma is if she's gimel shana v'yay mechad. It has to be a nesuin that's roi labia. But if the nesuin's not roi labia, it's a hisnish kai nesuin. Okay. Ba'alel echad min apsulin pasul min akuna. If someone pasul would be ba'alel, so she would have a din of a zayna now, and she would not be able to marry a kohen. Then ba'alel echad min kolarais amurus batayro. And let's say she was involved in a bia of arayos mumsan al yada, so those people would get killed. Now she's not going to get killed, right? Why is she not going to get killed? Because she's a ketan, right? V'hi ptura. But everybody else would get killed al yada because they just did a ma'isa bia. Says the Gemara. It said in the Braisa that in Baal echad mikola arayos amurus b'teira, echad mikola arayos is mashma v'afilu behema. It sounds like even a behema. What's the kasha? V'ahocha de kloy nika takolo leka. This is another example where all you have is kloy. You don't have takolo. Why is there no takolo? Because who's the yid that was engaged over here? A ktana. So this ktana obviously didn't do an avera because she's not bas mitzvah yet. So she is in a matzah where there's no takola, but there's going to be kloin. Oh, so you see, kloin alone is enough. So said Rav Yosef, who's also a Sinai, right? I have a mefurish araya to you, Rav Hamnuna. Here we go. Boom. You had a chakira. You want to know what's this kloin and there's no takola. Now, what was Rav Hamnuna's case where it was a gadol that was baba shayik? But good, this is the same exact situation. We have kloin, you don't have takola, and it's mefurish that we killed the behemoth. Mumsin al yada. Mumsin al yada means even the behema l'chayra. So you see mefurish that that's the halacha, but the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. You want to know why there's no raya? And these are the immortal words. Because kivin de mezidahi, being that this girl, even though she's a paskin l'shon of yemecha, what she did b'mezid. So takala namiyiko, there really is a takala. V'rachmanuhu dechasala. The only reason the halacha is that she doesn't get punished until she becomes bas mitzvah because the Torah had rachmanis on her. Allah dida chas abehema loy chas. The Torah had rachmanis on her, the Torah had rachmanis on the behema, and that's why we're going to kill the behema. In other words, the question, the tashma, is presupposing that when a ketana doesn't have error, there's no takala, nothing happened. It's not true, something did happen. So why did she get punished? The Torah is rachmanis. It's Rachman of the Chasala. Be one of this an Aveira. Of course, there's an Aveira. And the reason is because she's amazing, right? Kim in the Mezidah. So she's amazing. So for sure, she did an Aveira. The reason she's not going to get punished is because Torah has Rachmanis on her. But the bottom line is this coin and takol, and it's for that reason it's not a tzushal for Rav Amnuna Shah. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a ride from another Bryce, a very similar Bryce. So this is literally the opposite Bryce, meaning this Bryce is talking not about the Bas, it's talking about the Ben. So what's the sheer beer for a Ben? It's not Gimel Shana V'Yemechad, it's Teisha Shana V'Yemechad. So the Bryce says, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemechad, Haba Yevimtoi, if he's born, his Yevama Kana, his Kana. Right, a cotton could be, this is one of the examples of where you could have Kedushin, you could have marriage, Midai Raisa by a cotton. So Ben, saying that he can't divorce his wife until he becomes a god. Right? There's a chiddush that the yivam can happen by a katan, but obviously he can't give a get until he's a bar das, which means he's already bar mitzvah. If he's born a nida, he would now become a boil nida. He'd be metama mishkov tachten kelyon. Poisel, he has the ability to passel someone from being able to eat truma. So if he is a puzzle, for example, and he's ba on a woman, so she would be considered to have been nivela to a puzzle, so that moving forward she would not be able to eat truma. Ve'enoy meichel. However, he doesn't have the ability to be meichel b'truma. So if he's a koyen, right, if he's a koyen, and he now marries a bas Yisrael, Rashi says the case is where he was ba'alel, l'shem kedushin, so it's not going to be considered isha niknes bebia for her to be able to eat truma. U'poysel asa behema me'al gabe amizbeach. If he's born a behema, the behema becomes a nirva. You can't bring it on the mizbeach. V'niskelus ayada, and not just that, the behema would be killed because of him. V'mba alachas mikol arayis amuris batayra mumsin ayada. And if he's born one of the arayis amuris batayra mumsin ayada. Now here it's mefurish, right? It's mefurish that what? That if this person is born on a behema, niskelus ayada, what's the kasha? Why are we killing the behema? Oh, because this person was born the behema. He's 9 years old. He's not bar mitzvah. So if he's not bar mitzvah, there's no takala. Oh, because his clothes. So the Gemara says, "V'hacha kloy nikat takala lek l'ktoni niskelus ayadoi." So the Gemara says the same thing. Kivin the mezid ubin that what he did was amazed takala namiyik. Really, there is a takala. V'rachmanu dechasilove. The Torah just had rachmanus on him. Alev didday chas rachmana behema lechas rachman. Torah had rachmanus on him. Torah nachum chans on the behema. And for that reason, we do kill the behema, but it's not a raya that kloy b'loy takala because really there's a takala here as well. We'll get back to this in a second. Toshma. One final tashma. Davarach, going back to the Mishnah. Shloitei behem averes peshok, v'yem ezui shenis kalponi al yad. But that was the seifa of the Mishnah. And we saw already on the top of the Yom, but the Gemara understands the seifa of the Mishnah is giving both reasons. So my la, mid the seifa takol of a klein, mid that the seifa of the Mishnah is mentioning both reasons, takol and klein. Reisha then is klein b'loi takol, must be klein without takol. Hey, chidami, what's an example of klein b'loi takol? Yisrael abal behem abishayi. So it's a raya to Rav Hamnuna Shailo, the Gemara says, loi, seifa takol of a klein, you're right. Of a reisha is not Kloin b'loi takala, what it is takala b'loi kloin. Meaning, you see that the reish is one of the two, but how do you know the one is kloin? Maybe the one is takala. Ve'echidami, what's an example of takala b'loi kloin? Oivikachavim abala behema. Oivikachavim, that's bada behema. There is takala, there's no kloin. Ukidabai, my name is Rav Sheshes, which was the shayla. They asked Rav Sheshes. In other words, what was this last tashma? It's the exact opposite of the tashma that the Gemara brought in Rav Sheshes. Meaning, when the Gemara was discussing and analyzing the shayla that was asked to Rav Sheshes, so the Gemara said, could you be poshet this shayla from the Mishnah? Because you see that reish of the Mishnah is talking about a case with is either takala or klein, and isn't it takala? Mar says no, maybe it's klein. In this last part of the sugya, when the Gemara is handling Rav Amnuna Shaila, which is klein b'lei takala, so Mar said the same thing. Can you be poached from the reish of the Mishnah? Because you see, the reish of the Mishnah is talking about one thing. Isn't it klein? Mar says no, maybe it's not klein. Maybe it's takala. In other words, zil hacha, you could be daicha, zil hacha, you could be daicha. Which emerges then, you could be poached from one of the two shaylas. You could either be poached the question that was asked of Rav Sheshes, or you could be poached Rav Amnuna Shaila. But Zilhacha, Zilhacha, and it's for that reason you don't know which one you could be Poshet. The bottom line is, what was the latter part of the sugya? It was these two shailas. One was Boi Minemi Rav Sheshes, the other one was Boi Rav Hamnuna. The Mishnah gave what seemed to be two reasons why we killed the behema in a situation of Mishka behema. One is Takol, the other is Kloin, and the question, you need both, or one is enough? Interestingly, two separate sugyas. One was the sugya of if you only have takala, the other one is the sugya if you only have klein. It emerges that l'chayr, we should be able to be paishet from the Mishnah, no less, one of the two. Which one to be paishet, that's not clear. Now, we mentioned already a few times that Nunhei Amid Beis and Masechta Sanhedrin is one of those dafin. And really, this sugya, the Amid Beis part, requires a asterisk. And the reason is because what the Gemara seemed to say was that when a katan or a ktana do a maisa veira, takala na mi'ika. It's considered that they stumbled. Meaning, it's considered a Maisa Aveira. The reasoning that the Gemara gave is given the Mezidhu, or given the Mezidohi. Being that it's being done maliciously, right? It's being done with intent. So it's for that reason, it's considered a Maisa Aveira. In fact, the only reason that a Katan and a Ketana don't get punished for Aveiras that they do Bekatnusan is Rachmanohu Dechasala, which at first glance is a very big chiddush. And the reason it's a very big chiddush is because it seems to be the opposite of everything that we're trained to know, right? You think that you become bar mitzvah, a boy when he's 13, a girl when she's 12. Until then, your ma'isa aveira is not a ma'isa aveira. Takola na mi'ika, rachmanuhu dechasala. I mean, you would think this would have a lot of ramifications in halacha and certainly in lamdas, which would add a question it does. It's interesting that the Ramah in Hilchas Shabbos is in the end of Siman Shin Mem Gimel. So the Ramah says as follows: V'katan shehika afif, a katan that hit his father, or yavar shara aveir bekat nusa, he did some other aveir when he was a katan. Afa pisha inu tzarich tshuvik kishegdo, even though he does not need to repent when he becomes a gadol, mikol makim toivloi shehikabel al atzmai eze davar l'tshuvik kapara. It's a good thing for him to take upon himself something. Afa pisha avar kaidim shenas baroinchin, even though what he did before he was a baroinchin. And if you look at the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon Beir Agra, they both are mitzayin the same gemara. Sanhedrin no name of this. Because you see in our sugya this concept that when a katan or a ketana do a maisa aveira, it's really considered a maisa aveira. Now where this gets labedig is, how does this stem with the sugya pita ketana oynes, right? Especially our sugya is dealing with Gili Arayas. He's a mezid, she's a mezida. What happened to pita ketana oynes? Everyone knows the sugya pita ketana oynes. Truth is, everyone knows the sugya pita ketana oynes, but we forget sometimes Rambam doesn't bring pita ketana oynes. And there's a shoyel and a chuvas Rav Kivega that wanted a taina. Maybe the reason the Rambam didn't bring pita ketana oynes is because he held that this sugya is a stira to a pita ketana oynes, and the Rambam preferred to paskin like the sugi in Sanhedrin on Hamad Beis rather than the sugi in Yevamis and Arba'achin and in other places is the idea of Peter Ketan Oynes. Another thing that we talked about is a Grace of Chiddush from Meir Simcha, where Meir Simcha wanted to say that maybe our Gemara is talking only about something that even a Ben Noach is not allowed to do, right? What's the Gemara talking about? Gili Arayas, which is one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So he said, maybe when it comes to Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, being that a Ben Noach is not totally in the katnus and the godless of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, so maybe when it comes to a Yid that doesn't have Vera of a Ben Noach, based on Miyak Midi, right? So it could be based on that, it's going to be different. Again, Dvarim Atikin, there's so much here in this Gemara. Another thing, by the way, that you have to take out of this Gemara is, you see that the Gemara holds that when a katan and a katan are doing aveira, it's considered a takala. But when a gadol does an aveira b'shoigig, it's not considered a takala. Which is also interesting, right? Katan's maisa aveira is a takala. But an aveira that's done b'shoigig, because that was the Gemara's example of kloy nika takala leka. Right? The Gemara shtel tzu katan and katan, where it said, no, hasam takala namiyika. But if a person does an aveira b'shoigig, nah, that's not a takala. You do an aveira b'shoigig? I don't know, if you do an aver b'shoigig, you need kapara, right? That's what a karmen chatos is. And even though you don't always have to bring a karmen chatos, that's only a chayvei krisis. But if someone doesn't regular aver b'shoigig, he doesn't have to bring kapara. So the truth is, Ramban ala Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, says no. That the only time shoigig needs kapara is when the Torah was mechadish that shoigig needs kapara. Wherever the Torah was mechadish that shoigig needs kapara, then shoigig needs kapara. The problem is, our sugi, Mishka Behemoth, anyway, is a sugi of chayvei krisis. Chayvei misses bezin. So it's interesting the two things you see in the Gemara. Number one, katan and ketana, yet takala. Yet when it comes to shoigig, that's already not takala. So again, there's so much here, but as it relates to raid, we're going to go in a completely different direction. And that is, we're learning Perek Arba Mises, right? Which deal with the Arba Mises Bezdin. And I just thought it's kedai to mention something. We'll do a part two to this, Be'ezer Hashem, as well. And it's related very much to Avraham Yitzchak Bezen, but also to raid that we spoke about last Matzah Shabbos. I don't know where we're holding now in terms of what daf it really is, but I know as it relates to the live chabur, it's Matzah Shabbos now, and we spoke about this last Matzah Shabbos. So just to go back to that inyan, and that was the concept of someone who dies al kiddush Hashem. And we mentioned the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud, Makam Sharuge Malchus Oyndim Inko Beri Yechoylo Lame Bim Chitzasan, right? Rav Yosef, when he had this out-of-body experience, so he said that he saw the Haruge Lud, these were Yidden that were killed by the Malchus HaKiddush Hashem, they're in a special place in Gan Eden. It's not Shayech, what kind of Oyvam Haba that they have. And we mentioned the Lashon HaRambam, where the Rambam says, V'ish She Yizakeyu Akel, Lalois B'mayla El Yoyna Kezois, a person that has the Schus, to reach this incredible milo, to give up his life al kiddush Hashem, kloimar shenereg al kiddushas Hashem, afilu hoyu avinoisav kama yirav menavat b'chaver. Even if his averus were literally like yirav menavat, who may oilam haba, he becomes a ben oilam haba, va'afilu loy hoyu tamud chach. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter. A person who dies on Kiddush Hashem, the Isha Yizakeyu Akel Lalois B'mailo Yoyna Kazois, Afilu Hoyu Abinoisov Kima Yerovim Benavot B'chaveirov, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, Yerov Benavot was a Talmud Chacham, but even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, still he's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. Now we talked a little bit about, does this mean only if somebody died on Kiddush Hashem, where he was forced to make a decision. You want to give up your life, or are you going to bow down to the cross, or whatever it might have been, b'meshach hadoros? Or maybe any time a person's killed because of the fact that he's a yid, that in and of itself means that he just died al kiddush Hashem. And what emerged was, is there's no question in the world that a yid who's killed al yidei and akum, and certainly if he's killed because he's a yid, he reaches a very, very high madrega, and it's really a mefurish gemara. It's not even negotiable. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin, daf mem zayin amud aleph, with David HaMelech saying the shira mizma la'asav alikim bo goyim benachlosecha timu azeichol kachecha nosluas nivlas avodecha, and it's referring to the people that were chreshoyim and they were chaitim and Kaifrim, etc., etc. But because they were killed at the time of the Churban, so they were referred to as Avodech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said Nafkiminas Lalacha, the Chuvas Chassam Soifin, the Ramah, that even though a mummer, it don't matter, I'm a Shumman, a mummer who's killed in this Oifin, it doesn't matter. If he is killed because he's a Yid, he's considered to be Nereg al Kiddush Hashem, and he has all the Dini Avelos. So again, this was all the raid that we spoke about last Matzah Shabbos. But I just want to go in a slightly different direction. That is, there's a tshuva from the Rashba. And this is in Shaila Tshuvas HaRashba, Cheleke Simen Nunhe. So the question was as follows. Oid, Sho'alto Levar Lucha Inyan Parashas Kriyashma. So the Rashba was asking, can you please explain to me the Parashah of Kriyashma? That was the question. Please explain to me the Parashah of Kriyashma. So he starts off as follows. Kfar Amarti, I've already said, She'ein lanu esek bin astaris. Right? So apparently the Chassam Sofer did not coin this phrase, right? This is already the Rashba who writes this. Kfar Amarti, She'ein lanu esek bin astaris. Ube'emes, yesh l'chol baldei olodas. Every person that has seichel should realize ki hi parsha miyuchedes lanu. It's a very unique parsha, the parsha Kriyashma. Koileles hayichud v'ha'amuno. It's called the concept of yichud, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and our entire faith is really in this parsha. Shehi be'emes roimezes soidois fe'ikrim gedoilim shehim yisoidois kol abinyin asher beis Yisrael nochein ale. So really the whole amuna and everything of Yiddishkeit is based on the psukim in Kriyashma. And he says, "Va'omnam yeshli rishus lehisboinin bepshatei hadvarim shahateru kulo remezes vaymeres." So he says, even though ain lanu esek bin astaris, but this is so fundamental and it's so important and it's so critical that I think we have rishus to be misboinin a little bit. So he says, "Va'ani oimer va'agid l'chol gam baze enyonim olu belibi mipshato inyan shenitzchat." And with that introduction, I'm going to tell you a little bit what I came up with, says the Rashba, and it's Negeil Amaisa, because this is really what a Yid should be Mechavim when he's saying Kriyashma. So I'm going to skip now all the way to the last paragraph of the Tshuva. Says the Rashba as follows. V'akla, shetzrichen anu likfaya b'nafshenu. A Yid has to make kavua in his nefesh. Haskama muchletes b'chalei shenikra Kriyashma. Every time a Yid says Kriyashma, he should try to have this kavana. Sha'anu maskimim, that we are ready, limsar, to give over kol tavaseinu, all our taiva, the cheshke levavenu, and everything that our heart desires, the chol nafshenu, and our entire body, min ha'evarim, from our physical evarim, v'anetilas nefesh, until our soul, v'hamomoin, and all our money, al yichud kedusha shmoi v'kabalas malchusa, for this inyan of Hashem Echad, and for the idea of Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, says the Rashba Vaiter, v'shenira b'tzir alev, when a person says Kriya Shema, he should try to visualize in his heart, ki'ilu bonu lidekach, as if he was put in a situation where he was faced with this nesoyin of giving up his taiva and his desires and his body and his soul and his money. V'kimenu, and he was mekayim it. For who oimroi, and this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, ki olecha hayragnu kol hayoyim, v'chi efshali harig b'chol yoyim, says the Rashba, quoting it's a free, is it possible for a person to die every, you can only die once, right? We just said that in the Gemara. You can't die more than once, right? V'chi efshali harig b'chol yoyim, elo, she b'chol yoyim shanu kayim b'kriya shema, u'v'chol nafshecha, every single time we're saying kriya shema, we come to v'chol nafshecha, u'maskimin al kach, and we think about it, and we appreciate what it means, hareyu ki ilu hayragnu ba'oyser sha'olav yisbarach. It's as if at that moment we actually died for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol amaskim al zeh. Because any person that's maskim to do it, ki ilu asoy, it's as if he actually did it. So the Rashba, you know, tshuva, it's not a terribly long tshuva, but in a little bit of a long tshuva, he goes through the different kavanas that a yid is supposed to have. But says the Rashba, I'm going to tell you one grace of klal, that a yid, when he says kriyishma, and he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where he's being mekabel oil malchus shamayim, and he's being mekabel yichud, Yisparach Shemoy, if he could be mechaven, that I accept and I believe 100% that if I was ever faced with a challenge, I would give everything up. Hakol l'rabbis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the right kavana that a person's supposed to have. And then he fears us. And if you do that, it's as if you did it. Ki kol amaskim al zeh, ki ilu asoy. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, ki olecha hiragbu kol ayoyim te'ilim kapitol mandalit. How could you die every day? The Teretz says, because every day, pamayim be'ahava, you have an ability to die al kiddush Hashem. It's an unbelievable thing. Now this Rashba, which is Bekitzer, is something that's really expounded upon very much at length in the Sefer Yesod Shoresh Va'avoda in Shar Aleph, and this is in Perek Yod Aleph. So the Mechaber of the Yesod Shoresh Va'avoda, of course, was Rabbi Alexander Ziskind of Horodna. He was a great Lithuanian Mekubal Kiyodua, and he was from the Bali Musar, but very, very intense, right? It's not for the faint of heart. But in Shara Rishon, in Perek Yud Aleph, he lays out what he says is a very, very important yusoid that everyone has to know. And I think it's kedai to just go through the Shar, just a few pages, and just go through it verbatim, the way the yusoid Shara Shavavayda says. And that is as follows. Hine, ro'isi ben tzim ha-shar hazeh. I'm finishing now the first Shar of my Sefer. And I feel like the appropriate thing to do is to, at the end of this shar, write a psichas hashorim abo machra bez sasha. I want to give like a little bit of an introduction for everything that's going to follow in my entire sefer. Shar shar hazeh yes sogur b'siyam avoyda achas pratis romav v'neskava ma'oid. I'm going to end this shar with one prat that's romav v'neskava ma'oid asher b'avoyda hazois. Through which this avoid of this prat, because with this one prat, understanding this, you don't even realize the types of tikkunim you can make in doilomis. And he says, the reason I'm doing this now is because it's going to really be negay a lot of what I'm about to say. And instead of having to go through it every single time, so like this, I'm telling it to you now, just be take this with you and let it escort you through the balance of the sefer. And that is as follows. He says that if a person wants to engage in avoda, and a person wants to engage in avoda on the highest level, where he's going to give the greatest nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he needs to do is he has to become somewhat accustomed to the avoda of mesiras nefesh. And he says, afim moiser atzmo lemisa rak b'koyach v'loy b'payel. Even if he's not faced Baruch Hashem with having to do this b'payel, but b'koyach, there's a concept of being moiser nefesh, and that's this Indian that I'm going to talk about. He says as follows, v'goydo milo sa avoda zu, the greatness of this milo, mevur b'zoyer HaKadosh u b'tikune b'mekoy mesharpe. It's mevur in the Zayir and a Tikkunei Zayir in many places. Ubekisvei Arizal, maybe Gamkein Goydel Malasa. The Ari in his Ksavim talked about this. The hits of Tziyunim, and in fact, he even made asterisks. Bekama Mekoymes Betfilo, different places in davening. Letzayir Beliboy Mesiris Nefesh. We're a person while he's davening should think about the Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. Kashayobi Zachrona Letoyve Befnim Atfilo Kolechad Amakom Yovisham. He said, you're going to see in my Sefer, I'm going to talk all about this. Says He says, "Befrat, I'm going to talk about it as it relates to Kriyishma." This avoid is supposed to come from a person's love that he has for Hashem, where it's boyer beliboy limsar atzmai lemisa bekoichai, where he has it in this burning desire to give himself up, even if it meant misa. Dahenu b'machshavtoi. And this is something that he's going to be willing to do. Now, he said a person who's holding can come to this at different parts of davening. He said some people can come to this. I mean, you see the way tzaddikim used to daven. He said some people come to this, what he refers to as be'ezel mekoyman shel shvachim. Right? Not ezel mekoyman shel shvachim. Ezel mekoyman shel shvachim. Where a person is talking about the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he loses it. He goes, mamish meshugah. He can, at this second, he feels so close to Hashem. I'm ready to do anything. I'm going to give everything up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said some people come to this when they're talking about the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when you talk about the covet of Hashem and you realize the fact that right now Hashem's in Golos and the Tzar HaShechina, that can bring a person to that. But the point is that if a person comes to a feeling that he's willing to be Moisa Nefesh V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'Yedei Mesiris Nefesh Zul Misa, Af Rak B'Koyach B'Machshavtoi Levad, B'Simcha Tzuma Ma'od, you do it B'Simcha, V'Kavonosoi, L'Bozel Kadosh Maya God B'Chol Olam, and his Kavona is to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, So again, this is above our pay grade, but the Yisrael B'Shoresh Avodah makes such a big inyan about this. This is the Iker Avodah Seinu B'Chol HaMitzvahs, is that when a person does a mitzvah, but befrat by tefillah, and befrat when it comes to Krishna, to try to get to a place where a person really feels, he says, he loves Hashem so much, I'm willing to give up everything. And if I ever found myself in a situation where I had to decide between my faith and my life, I would give up my life. Says the Besoy Vesharish Vavayda. Ubevadai, Hamasiris Nefesh Ala Adam, Avshi Rak Bekoyach, Tzorach Shia Beliba Shlim. But you have to do it with a full heart. You have to work on it. Veloy Beliba Rechika. It can't be with a heart. It can't just be words, Ba'alma. Ki Aboyre Yisparach Vyisalo Boychein Liboysu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he looks at who a person is, he doesn't even look at his actions. He, as much as he looks at where his heart is. Ki Zedavar Poshut. Sheyachsheva Adam Bemachshafta Shemoyser Atz Milamisa Al Ketushas Hashmoy Agodol. Ach Mesira Kazu Enamoy Klum. Rak Tzorach Shia Yigmar Beliba. Right? To have the fleeting thought is easy. But it has to be with an avoda. Tzorach Sheyigmar Beliba Behech Gomor, Shebevada Yami binasoyan, the Yaver all of Komisois, Meshunois, Velo Yaver al Dasamuna Haktosha. Says weiter, wie tsayr gamke be machshafte, a person should try to be mitzayr in his machshava, sho isen le beregazu kamen mine misses machunas. If a person is really holding, he should even mamish try to close his eyes and see that they're giving him misa machuna. Wie tsayr gamke be machshafte, hat tsar va yesur mishala misses. For oyme binasoyan. He should try to visualize this, right? If a person's holding, even if he's not being forced to do it, but at the same time, it's going to be a mesiras nefesh gemura, even though it's only bekayach. And then he says, "Achzeh poshet etzli." He says, "I want to tell you, it's poshet by me." Shekol bar Yisrael. Listen to this line. Afilu kal shebekalim yimsaratz me lemisa bepoil. He says, "Poshet to me." So I don't believe there's a yid, even a kal shebekalim, that if chalila v'chalila, the world ever came to a place where he had to make this decision, that he wouldn't give his life up. Yidin throughout the day, he said, "Kilochei nekram anachnu am kodesh b'chla." That's why we're called an Am Kodesh. We're befrat, Misha Noga, Af Ktsas Yiris Lekim Belvavoy. He said, Bevada Yachshe B'machshavtoy. Any person that has a little bit of Yiris Shamayim is able to make the simple calculation. He's not going to give everything up. And he said, if that's the case, really you're holding. He says, every Yid Be'etzim is holding. Right? Be'etzim is holding. You're Be'etzim holding. Because the Maisa you would do it, push comes to shove. But if you can somehow work up that machshava, befrat, b'shas kriyishma, he says that would be literally nechshav keilu, the person mamish did it, and you'd get schar as if you gave, it's a b'chin of ke'olach ha'iragnu kolayot. And then he gets into even greater detail. He says as follows, v'nachzul nyoneinu, I'm skipping a little bit. He says, I'm going to tell you the tzir. You know what the tzir is? A person should be mitzayir dalad misas bezin. So this is a little bit morbid, I apologize, but this is what it is. A person should be mitzayir the dalad misas bezin. But misas skilo, when it comes to skilo, yitzayir ha'odem b'machshavtoi shu oimed al migdol gevoya ma'oid. Mamish the sugyas. U kinegdoi, oimdem kama vekama me umay sacherim, u biyodam pesel, va oimrim loi, hishtacha vela pesel ze, the imlavan uzorkin oischa meala migdol ala oretz, for whom may shiv lo have any rights to hishtacha vela pesel u masecha masi yede yodam, ki aloikeinu aloikei kola oretz yikore, hu aloikei yisrael, hu aloikei mashamay mimav ala oretz mitoch as einoit, vloi echre vishtacha vela, vietzayre teka bimachshavtoi, shedoch fu oisa meala migdol oretz. They threw him down. V'yitzar kam kimi machshavtei ha'yisurim koshem umar v'shasova b'misa m'shunazo. Zehu atzir shal misa skilo. V'yochal etzayir kam kain b'tziyuroi misa acheres. Dainu shazorku olav avonim g'dolos mait. Because that's the other way skilo can happen, where they throw an oven on you, right? A yor, a yor. V'atzir shal misa sreifa. Then he goes through sreifa. Yitzar kam kimi machshavtei k'niskalil. Sh'roitzen l'koyfe l'shtachviz l'pesa. V'gam l'fnei machto ketana. They have a burning pan in bedil voiferes, right, with tin and lead in it. Mehutach aloish va'omrim loyim ein chamishtachav anu yoitzkin abedil b'toich picha umeishav lam teka from yad gamkin kiniskalo v'yitzayir gamkin teka machshav shapasach batzma es piv v'shavcha psilo shalav b'toich piv v'yitzayir gamkin machshav ta'yusur makosh v'amor v'shav. And he says that the same is true with regards to herek. He should visualize the herek. He should visualize the chenek. And he goes through all of the arba misas bezdin. Meaning there's an idea that when a person is being mitzayir, this avoid the mysterious nefesh, which he says, I guarantee you the kalsh of a column would do. That's what he says. You see the kalsh of a column would do it. But to feel it and to get there now, in the moment, you would do it. Push comes to shove, right? Oh, but the question is feeling it on a day in, day out basis. That's a very big avoidah. But he says that Rizal said certain parts of tefillah, and we just saw the Rashi, but then when it comes to kriyishma, this is the avoidah of kriyishma, that a person should think, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and feel that push comes up, this is what he would do, and try to move himself and picture it as if it actually happened. And if a person can do that, this is the highest madrega of avoid a person could come to. It's the way he concludes, he says, you don't even have to do this, tafka, right? If you're familiar with the Rebbe of Melech, Setel Kutan, right in the beginning, he says, a person's just lying down, he should think these types of thoughts, and it's mamish, it's going to be nechshav ke'ilu, he was literally mois and nefesh, but this is this inyan. It's a rajba, it's the yisoy b'sharish v'avoida, it's this idea that a person can visualize somehow, Abraham Yisus Bezdin, that's why it's a little bit more related to us, but going back to the Reid and the Rambam, I feel like Yeravim and Avot, Kal Sheba Kalam is shaykh to this, and if a person is a little bit shaykh to this avodah, he could accomplish unbelievable things. But I just want to end with one unbelievable punchline, and that is Ein Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush, on a Gemara that we've talked about so many times, and that is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was on death row. And Beshosh, Hitzi, was Rabbi Kiva Larigo, when they took Rabbi Kiva out to be killed, Zman Kriyishma, it was Man Kriyishma. Vayusarkin es Bissore, Bimasrika Shal Bars, and they were mamish torturing him to death. Vay Makabal Olav Malcha Shemaim, and he was being Makabal O Malcha Shemaim. Amrloi Tamidov, Tamidim said, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan? Amalehem, Kol Yomei Hayisi Mitztaira Pasik Zeh. My whole life, I was Mitztaira on this Pasik. Bechol Nafshecha, Afilu Noitel Es Mishmachscha, Omarti Mosa Yovi Liyodi Vakaymenu, Ve'achshev Shabol Liyodi Loyakaymenu, Hayamayrich Be'echol Yotze Nishmosa Be'echa Ashrech Rabbi Akiva. Right, everyone knows this Gemara. But there's a little mucharai if you look at the Mefarshei Gemara. First of all, what did the Talmidim mean when they told him, Rabbeinu Ad Kan? What does it mean, Atkan? And what was his response? So in the Sefer told us all them from Rav Shlomo Zalman Mivalajan, Rav Chaim Vilajan, his brother, right? We quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman Mivalajan last week. But in the Sefer told us all them, and this is in Chelik Beis, it's in Perik Dalet. So they bring that somebody once asked Rav Zalman Mivalajan to explain this Gemara to me. And he said, a Dover Nifla. He said, Pshat Sazoi. He said, because if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Rajban, the Tshuva, and you say the Sherish Vavoy that talks about this so stark, and that Rizalman is. Svarim said that when a person says Kriya Shema, he's supposed to be mechavin as he's willing to give up his life. And he should try to picture, literally, he should try to be Metzayer in his imagination as if this is something that he's actually doing. Said Reb Zalman Levi Volozhin, that Rabbi Akiva is about to give up his life. And he was able to do it. He was like, fine. He was doing it besimcha. He was mamish locked in. So they asked him, Adkan, how are you able to do this? How are you want to do it? Because she, I hear. But how's it shaykh? So you know, Rabbi Akiva told him, said, Rabbi Zalman Volozhin, call your mayor, you see mitzvah, apostle, he says, you don't understand, every single time I lay in Kriya Shema, twice a day, I was here. He says, I've been here before. This is easy. I do this every day twice. What's the big deal? Because it was so real by Rabbi Akiva that Imamish did it. And if he did it, so what's the grace of kunz? He said that, he told him, listen to his lashon. This is what the Talmidim told him. The Kabbal Alecha Oymachu Shamayim B'simcha V'tuv Levav. Av Be'ez Tzar Lecha Ma'oid Shesar Elecha Mar Amoves Ve'imus HaYisurim V'Ariga Noflo Alecha Al Zeh Heshev Lohem. He said, Du'u Bonai. My entire kindle, I want you to know. This is not like a pachad that I never experienced in my life. Every single time that I said Kriya Shema, it was so real. Actually, it's the arty. I physically felt the pain. Ve'hirgashti kilu hargenoi sniba poyol. Vani moisres nafshi. Ve'achash ehurgalti kei meoidi. Being that I got used to it. Ato, achshav shabal yodi bepoyol le'ach kei mena. It's easy. This is not a big deal. I've done this so many times. Half of a fellow, but either way, this is the pshat that Rav Shlomo Zalman Volozhin said on a Gemara that we've learned together countless times. The bottom line is just obviously it's a dehaibana inyan. There's no question, but at the same time, potter v'loy klum e efsher. I will stop here.